Hi everyone, what's up? Welcome back to the Unsocial Butterfly podcast. I am your host, Julia Christine, and I'm really sorry that this episode is late. So I had a lot of technical difficulties with recording the podcast as well as exporting it this week, and I don't know if it was just my computer or GarageBand just in general, but I had a lot of issues recording and just finishing the podcast on Sunday night. So unfortunately, I didn't get an episode up on the day that I usually do, but I'm still re-recording it today for you guys. So it's just one and a half days late. So I am sorry for that, but I just did want to briefly mention that. Also, if you guys do hear any background noises, my house is so loud tonight and it's like the air conditioner keeps running and our sump pump keeps running. So I'm really sorry if there's any kind of white noise in the background, but truly it's unavoidable. And I just really wanted to record an episode for you guys and try to remain consistent. So today's episode is going to be talking a lot about my productive and ideal night routine. As a lot of you probably already know, I work full-time 7:30 to 4 Monday through Friday as an x-ray tech, and then I also kind of do a lot of other things around the clinic. So I do phlebotomy, I run certain waved laboratory tests, so I do like the strep tests, the urine analysis, like the DIP test, I can do HIV sticks, I do a lot of different tests with the lab, so it's been really fun trying to learn a new lab test every single week. But this week's been really, really busy. Like Monday was crazy. Our lab director was out and she really helps me with a lot of my knowledge that I learn each week. So it was kind of stressful and chaotic this week, but we're making it through. It's Wednesday tomorrow and it's also a 4-day weekend. So I'm very, very excited. But anyway, so with working full-time, I do like to try to remain a little bit consistent with my night routines just so I'm not getting kind of thrown off or out of the loop, I guess. I am such a type A person and a creature of habit, so I really like to have kind of a set routine and a lot of my nights look the same. So I did a morning routine episode, or like 10 things that I do in my mornings to have kind of a productive morning routine. So I kind of wanted to lay out my evenings after work and do an episode all about that. So before we get started, I guess I can kind of do a little weekly recap. So this past weekend, I was able to enjoy the beautiful, warm, and sunshiny weather. It was super, super sunny and beautiful. It was in the 90s and just gorgeous out. So it was completely cloudless on Saturday, and I was able to go to one of the public beaches at one of the lakes and spend some time outside. And then I was able to enjoy my favorite pizza place that is by one of the lakes. So I definitely got a little bit sunburned over the weekend, but it's okay. It's starting to go away. But I'm just really thankful that I was finally able to enjoy a nice weekend, because a lot of our weekends have been either cloudy or rainy, or just not ideal weather for being outside. So also for this weekend, it is the 4th of July. I didn't mention that. So I am from the United States if you guys are new here, but I don't have any 4th of July plans really set yet. But my family, meaning my parents and my brother, we're gonna go to the western part of the state, and we were gonna go fishing and just kind of like, not necessarily camp because it's not camping at all, but we were gonna stay in one of my aunt's little, she rents out like these little rooms. Like she has a big long like trailer that she's renovated into places that you can rent out. That doesn't really make any sense, but basically we were gonna rent one of those for the weekend and do that for the 4th of July, but I'm not entirely sure because it's 4 hours away and they would leave a day before me, so I'm not really sure what I'm gonna do yet, but I'm sure I will vlog it. So if you guys don't already follow me over on YouTube, you definitely should go subscribe, because I definitely am more active over on YouTube. I am still kind of learning the ins and outs of the podcast world, so I'm definitely more active over on YouTube, but I will be vlogging my weekend hopefully. So anyway, I'm really excited to do whatever this weekend because I bought an inflatable paddleboard. I absolutely love paddleboarding. The very first time I ever went, I was a sophomore in high school, so I think it was 2012. And we went to this little island in the Caribbean called Grand Cayman, and I went paddleboarding and it was so much fun. And then the next time I went was kind of like fresh out of high school, in my early college years. I would spend some weekends at the lakes with friends, and some of their like some of their cabins would have paddle boards, and I would take them out and do like little yoga poses on the paddle board and do headstands. I have a picture of myself doing a headstand, and I didn't fall successfully, so that was pretty shocking. But I'm just obsessed with paddle boarding, so I'm really excited to take it out on a lake this weekend. But a few years back, we went to Boulder, Colorado, and we decided to rent paddle boards, and it was so much fun. So really just excited to finally have one of my own. And we purchased it from Costco, and it's inflatable, like I said, so it's super easy to like travel with, I guess. Like, you could literally travel with it on a checked luggage on an airplane. So catch me bringing it to Mexico one year. Anyway, long story short, I am super freaking excited about my paddleboard, clearly, and I'm just excited for the high 90s weather that we're about to have. So, finally, I'm gonna get some sunshine. So, before we get into the episode, I did want to say that next week there will not be an episode that goes live. This is absolutely for sure not going to happen. I am not going to take any time to record one. And the reasoning for that is the fact that next Thursday I am taking my x-ray boards. So if you guys are unfamiliar with who I am and what I do for a living, like I just said earlier, I'm an x-ray tech and I just graduated in May, and I did a 21-month program where I learned x-ray and I learned how to do x-ray and everything. So it was a 21-month program. So basically, after you graduate, in order to work in the United States, you have to pass your AARRT registry. So it's a 3.5-hour exam, and it has 220 questions. So basically, I'm really nervous, and I'm wanting to take a lot of my time to study for that exam. And of course, since it is so close to today's date, it's like literally a week away, which is terrifying. I want to spend the time over the weekend studying for boards, so I don't want to take any time to edit YouTube videos or edit the podcast. So that is the reasoning why there will not be an episode next week, because I want to take all of my free time to really study and mentally prepare myself for boards, because like I said, I took so much time out of my life to prepare for this moment, and I do not want to fail. Plus, it was $200, which is kind of a lot of money in the grand scheme of things. Like, each time you have to take your boards, which can only be three times, but each time you take your boards, I think the second, third time, it's like a little bit cheaper, but still, it's like $200 pretty much. And then I have to take mine out of state, so I'm driving there, taking time and money to drive there, which it's like 4 hours away, so I'm taking 8 hours of my life to drive back and forth, as well as taking a day off of work. So it's a very important day, and I want to take all of my time to study for boards. So I hope you guys understand, but I did just want to put it out here first, because some of you guys may not follow the Instagram, and if you don't, it is at Unsocial Butterfly Podcast. So I do post updates on there if the podcast is going to be late or if I'm not posting that week, etc. So I did just want to say that if you guys don't follow the Instagram account, that I will not be posting an episode next week. So holy guacamole, that was kind of a long intro, so I guess I can start to get into the main content of the episode. So if you guys watch over on my YouTube channel, you might be familiar with the fact that I vlog a lot of my days, and it's usually a lot of the before and after parts of my workday. So I do share a lot of my evenings, and a lot of people have pointed out that I seem to be really productive even after work. So I wanted to share kind of what my typical night routine looks like, I guess, just to hopefully help either one of you guys to be a little bit inspired or motivated to continue your productivity even after work. So a lot of my days typically look like this. Obviously, each day is going to be a little bit different, but I did just kind of want to give what my typical night would look like and give you guys a little bit of an insight into my evenings. So right after work, I get off at 4 o'clock. Usually I clock out right at 4 and then walk to my car. It's like a 5-minute walk, and it's so nice to enjoy some sunshine, because usually it's always sunshiny and warm after work. So I like to walk to my car and just enjoy the outdoors. And then I usually have a 10 to 20 minute commute home, which obviously isn't really much of a commute, more so of a drive, but I do have to drive home, of course, so it does take up to 20 minutes usually, and there's a lot of construction and stuff in the summertime, so usually a little bit longer. So I'll get home around 4:30-ish, and then I will immediately come downstairs, put my bags away, and then I will change out of my scrubs. So I don't like to wear scrubs in my house. I think that's gross. I just put them instantly into my hamper and just let them sit there because that's just icky to me. I'm just a germaphobe kind of, honestly. So those go straight into my hamper and then I change into something comfy, of course. And then usually I will take my hamper upstairs and I'll throw my scrubs either in the laundry or just do laundry in general. I like to stay on top of that because there's nothing worse than it being like 10 p.m. and you're like, shit, I have to wash my scrubs for the next day. It's not a fun feeling at all, but usually I'll just do them right after work so I don't forget. So now that we are upstairs and doing laundry, it is snack time. I'm always like ravenous after work. I don't know what it is. I can resist snacks and sweets up until 4 o'clock. And then after that, it's like, give me everything in sight. The hunger switch just flips in me and I pretty much will eat anything. So snack time, my favorite part of the day. And then while I snack, I like to be a child and play Animal Crossing. How old am I, honestly? But honestly, it's just something fun to do. And usually I will spend the snack time, Animal Crossing time outside. I'll usually sit in our little outdoor area in our backyard and just relax with the dogs and enjoy their time because I usually don't see them a lot in the mornings because they're still sleeping. So I like to spend time with them. And then after that, I like to try to do some type of physical activity after work just to like, okay, honestly, just to reach my move goal, let's be real. Honestly, I love wearing an Apple Watch and everything, but they make you feel so bad when you don't hit your move goal for the day. It's like, wow, you are really slacking today. So usually I like to do some type of workout or I'll just go for a walk just to get my body moving a little bit. So if you guys watch my vlogs, you would probably know that rollerblading has been pretty much my favorite after work activity lately. I'm just obsessed with rollerblading. But I also love to cycle. So we have a pretty inexpensive spin bike from Costco. And then I just bought some like cleats, pedals. I don't know what the actual word is, but I think they're Shimano pedals. I think that's the word. I bought them from Shields. They were easy to put on the bike, but I can use my cycle bar clip-in shoes that I bought and that were really expensive. So I can at least use those at home because I have not been going to cycle bar, obviously just to keep myself from other people at the moment. Some people have actually been asking me what I do for a workout when it comes to spinning at home. And honestly, I don't follow a workout. I'll just pop a playlist on from Spotify and then I will just ride to any music. I'll come out of the saddle if I feel like doing little climbs or I'll do like push-ups or I don't even know what all of the movements are called. But if you guys have taken a cycle class, you'll likely know kind of the little habits that people do when they teach classes. So I'll just kind of integrate those into my spin workout. But it definitely brings up the heart rate, breaks a sweat. So I really like to spin or just do anything that will get my body moving a little bit. So once I'm done with my workout, I'll typically go and shower and I like to wash my hair every other day. And I know a lot of people ask me that, which is kind of a random question, but I wash my hair every other day. Usually on my really like strenuous workout days, I will wash my hair because that's just gross, you know? And then I'll also do my skincare. And as of recently, I've been using BioClarity. I just kind of switched over because I was running low on my Curology stuff. And you guys know I love Curology, but I've been trying out BioClarity as of recently. So I'll do my skincare in the shower and then right after the shower. And then usually after that, it is dinner time. So usually I'll eat with my family, but sometimes our schedules can definitely be off. But one thing about me that I really never talk about is that I freaking hate cooking. It is the worst. So usually I'll have either somebody else cook for me and I'll just eat their leftovers, or I'll just eat something that's really simple, quick, and easy. I am so lazy, you guys. I really need to step it up and be more productive in that aspect of life because your girl is really slacking. So once I move out here in the near future, I'm definitely going to have to start doing that because, eating like shit each day is not good for me. So I'll usually eat dinner, and then after that I'll help my mom clean up, because obviously with cooking there's freaking dishes, which I think is one of the reasons I hate cooking so much, is that you have to clean up. Just, I'm lazy, clearly. And then after that, I will typically grab my computer and I'll either hang out downstairs in my room, or I'll like hang out upstairs with the dogs, of course, in the living room, and I'll pop something on the TV. Usually it's Friends. And then I'll get started working on any of my hobbies, which are YouTube, podcasting, Instagram, writing a blog post to go with the podcast, things of that nature. I like to work on my computer pretty much after 8 p.m. and that's when I get a lot of my work done. And a lot of people always ask how I was able to maintain school as well as YouTube, and honestly a lot of it was just editing within a short window in the evening. Like, you just have to kind of make time and squeeze things in where you have time, honestly, and that's what I try to do. I've been slacking this week when it comes to YouTube, obviously because I've been studying for boards, but typically I will edit my videos in my evenings. But yeah, I'm basically glued to my computer after 8 p.m., which probably isn't a good habit. But like I said, every day is a little bit different, so it's not something that's set in stone, of course. But a lot of my free time in the evenings has also been spent studying for boards, which unfortunately is on a computer. But honestly, there's nothing I can do about it. But yeah, most of my evenings are on my computer, and I feel like a lot of people are like that. But around 9 o'clock, I'll usually have a snack. And then after that, I will brush my teeth and like really get ready for bed. So I'll take my contacts out, put my glasses on, finish up my skincare, and then I'll wind down for the night. So sometimes I'll read a book, or I will catch up on YouTube videos, which unfortunately I have so many in my Watch Later playlist right now. It's kind of overwhelming, so I need to get on that. But I have so many things on the top of my priority list, so it's getting pushed to the side right now. But I'll read a book, continue studying for boards, of course, or watch the YouTube videos, TikTok, you know. Sometimes I'll do some online shopping. My nights just kind of go in whichever way feels right, if you know what I mean. Usually sometime in my night, I kind of forgot to mention this, but I will get my lunch ready for the next day. Usually I like to bring a lunch to work just so I avoid eating out, because a lot of us like to order food where I work, which is not a good habit because I shouldn't be spending unnecessary money, but sometimes we'll order out on the weekdays just for fun, little funsies. A lot of the times we'll get like Chipotle or Jimmy John's, things like that, but I just try to eat semi-healthy at lunch because I kind of have to eat what I bring, you know? So I'll make my lunch sometime in the evening whenever I feel like it, basically. Like I said, I hate cooking, so I try to do something quick and easy. And then I'll also set up my coffee pot. So we just have a really basic coffee pot from like Costco or Sam's, and it just has the automatic brew option. So I'll set out all the coffee and put the water in it and everything, and then I'll let it brew at 6:01 precisely in the morning, so I don't have to get up early or anything to make my pot of coffee. So I really, really like that coffee pot, and I would highly recommend it for all my coffee lovers. And then the very, very last thing that I do is set my 10 alarms on my phone. Not quite 10, but it seriously is like 6 alarms. I basically have to set an alarm for every 10 minutes. And that is because I'm a really, really, really heavy sleeper. Like, if I could change one thing about myself, it would be to wake up on my first alarm. It's such a bad thing to have, and it's nothing I can really even change. Like, I am such a heavy sleeper. I just don't even know what to do. I would literally have to like have something pull me out of bed in order to wake me up on my first alarm, which obviously is never going to happen. So basically I have to set my alarm, or my phone rather, I have to set my phone across my room, and then I have to set my alarm every 10 minutes. So that way I have to get up every 10 minutes, and that way I'm like kind of semi awake. Well, no, I really fall back asleep pretty easily, but at least I'm like semi awake for the next hour before I'm gonna get up for the next morning. So I'll get my alarms all set up and make sure my ringer is on high, and then I have to check that I have my freaking alarms on like 3 times. Like, I'll be laying in bed just about to fall asleep, and I'll be like, oh, did I turn my alarms on? Did I turn my volume on? I'm such a damn Fruit Loop when it comes to that, but I'm afraid that I'm gonna oversleep, because that's definitely happened before. So when it comes to actual like bedtime, I'll usually go to bed around 11, which is in freaking 1 hour, you guys. I'm recording this at 9:57 p.m., but I'll try to get to bed by like 11 o'clock. And sometimes it's been as late as midnight, and then I only get like 6 hours of sleep. So, you know, I try my best, but not all days are perfect. So that is pretty much what my evenings look like after work. Like I said, pretty much every evening is a little bit different in some way or another. A lot of the times I will be or try to be as productive as I can, but of course different things will happen on different days. Like today I just happened to go grocery shopping, and then tomorrow I have to do some work for my cleaning job, which is very, very PRN. I clean MRI scanners pretty much like once every 4 to 5 months for my dad's company. So that's that. But I do have to do that tomorrow after work, so that is something different that I'll do. So yeah, every single night is a little different, but this is pretty much what the gist of my evenings look like. I just like to try and stay productive and keep my mind moving even after work. So if you guys have anything that you think is important to integrate into a night routine, you should definitely message me over on my podcast Instagram. Also, if you guys want to check out any of the links in the show notes, there is merchandise for the podcast. So if you guys like the little podcast logo, which is the little butterfly, there are some merch items from Teespring. So that link is in the show notes, as well as my Instagram and then the Unsocial Butterfly Instagram, and I think my YouTube channel. Maybe there's some other goodies down in the show notes too. Who knows? Anyways, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Hopefully you can integrate some more productivity into your evenings after work. Also, if you guys want to leave some recommendations for episode topics for future episodes, definitely message me on either of my Instagrams. I definitely am more likely to see your messages on the Unsocial Butterfly podcast just because things get filtered really strangely on my personal Instagram, so sometimes I don't see people's messages until like a couple weeks after they message me, which is horrible. Thanks, Instagram. So yeah, you can request any type of topics or things that you'd like me to touch on for future episodes. And I think that's everything that I wanted to talk about. So hope you guys have a wonderful and safe 4th of July if you celebrate. And thank you guys so much for listening to another episode. I love you guys so much, and I'll talk to you guys in a couple weeks.